Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group, a radio talk show that has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And we are so pleased to be sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP at 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603, toll-free number 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group also is proudly sponsored by She Serves, She Matters, partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United, NWVU. They're at 8620 South Pulaski at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652, office number 872-731-2150. Their website, www.nwvu.org. America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking. Let me tell you, it's great. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. We have a very, very interesting show for you. Before I do anything, though, I got to say thanks to all of you coming out to the WVON Senior Care Expo today. Good crowd, great people. And we, of course, thank all of the sponsors and all of the folks who got out such great information. There is something that is extremely important. I also have to say this. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We want to make sure everybody remembers that. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are, of course, I'm the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. We have something that, and thank goodness we have the gentleman here who is our guest, because the discussion is about military legal rights. And we're always pleased to have him in the studio because not only is he one of our sponsors, but he is just one of the most knowledgeable people around when we talk about this kind of thing, as most of you know. And we always welcome Attorney Steve Seidman. Consular, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Cliff. Good. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. Pleasure, always. Listen, there's so many things. I'm not going to ask you a question.
Okay. Just
because I never get to everything.
Right.
So you, being the expert that you are on the issues, just start off, tell us what an issue is, and tell us where we're going.
Sounds
good.
Can
you do that?
Okay. Lots happened since we started this thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's first start off with the earplugs. Mm-hmm. You might remember mm-hmm. those 3M earplugs
right.
that were allegedly defective. Lots of actions over those. These were from veterans who served in the military who unfortunately lost their hearing thinking that they actually had good ear protection and, in fact, did not have good ear protection. Started off, as you might recall, with what we call QI-TAM, a whistleblower lawsuit. The 3M people settled that, and that led to a lot of what we call discovery and things that came out in the open about what Aero, who 3M purchased, knew and didn't know about the plugs, the earplugs and hearing protection that they were giving to the active service that were unfortunately ineffective. Mm-hmm. Well, there's all kinds of actions that are being brought for those, for the earplugs, and we have been honored enough to represent many veterans on those. And at the present time, I thought I'd give you an update on that,
mm-hmm.
that they're fighting, if we want to call it legally fighting, over the access of plaintiffs, the people who were hurt or lost their hearing, to get access to the testing records for 3M's other earplugs. And each individual plaintiff is to give their individual history and medical records relating to their hearing loss to the defendant. Cases are still able to be filed,
okay.
But the window is starting to close, and they have to be careful, the people who bring these cases, to decide where they're going to do it, because certain states, it's too late already, such as North Carolina and Alabama, and if they try there, they will have missed the deadline. You can file the case where the people live, so in case you're an Illinois resident, or the location of the training in the states. And many times we see the Marines choosing California. The Armies mm-hmm. often choose Missouri. But regardless, don't let your rights close. All right?
If
this is mm-hmm. a serious problem and mm-hmm. has been out there for a while. So that's the update that is going on. With the earplug cases. The next thing, and
let me interrupt you, Steve, just one second. I should have mentioned that our call-in number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. Thank you, Steve.
No problem. Yeah. The next thing or discussion point for mm-hmm. today is something that we've talked about many of the shows, and that has been the Ferris Doctrine. That's F-E-R-E-S. Doctrine, just to refresh people's memory, that's the one that says active service military people cannot sue the government or the Army for anything as long as they're actively employed or actively serving at the time. And, of course, we talked about the person who got acid thrown upon her. Well, recently, and a lot of it I would hope has been the groundswell of support and activity of veterans. Senator Kennedy, who was a Republican out of Louisiana, and Senator Hiro Ono, a Democrat out of Hawaii, introduced bipartisan legislation last month to protect active duty military for medical negligence. And it is the bill, and this is a tremendous progress has been made, because remember, this has been going on for almost 100 years,
mm-hmm.
This Ferris Doctrine. And the bill is being introduced because of Sergeant First Class Richard Stiekel, and it's called the Sergeant First Class Richard Stiekel Military Medical Accountability Act of 2019. And it allows active duty service members to sue the military for medical malpractice and negligence. And going back to 1950, the Supreme Court decision in Ferris banned active service military from suing the military for medical malpractice or negligence, and it became known as the Ferris Act. Mm-hmm. This legislation is the first since 1950 that will help overturn that decision. The primary champion is exactly Sergeant Richard Stiekel, who actually was malpracticed upon. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They missed cancer and didn't do testing and egregious behavior. Unfortunately, his life expectancy is not that long. But he took it upon himself to do something about it, got congressional support. And remember one of the shows we had, one of the investigative reporters from out west, who was telling how this all occurred and what the progress was. Well, since last month even, there is now this bill out there. We expect that it will be voted on, and we hope that the members of Congress bipartisanly support this. Actually, I understand our commander-in-chief even supports this, and Sergeant Stiskel actually went to go see him.
Went to see the commander-in-chief?
He did, and the commander-in-chief, from what I understand, did
that's,
take—
That's President Trump for you folks who don't know who we're talking about.
In case we don't know that.
Yeah.
And as Senator Hirono said, this Medical Accountability Act of 2019 will finally remove this stain on our country's treatment for those in uniform, and he was proud to introduce the legislation with Senator Kennedy to overhaul this long overdue bill. So it great. To me is a great progress that has been made since the last few months. And
Consular, that's wonderful information.
Now, some other topics that might be of interest to veterans. I think last time I was here last month, we had the third person into Iraq by telephone. He was here, and he had a hearing loss case, and he was telling us about suicide and how important it is to know about the support systems for veterans, and talked about the 22 people dying every day, veterans,
suicide.
You remember.
Right.
And hopefully we'll see some progress over that in the next several months. But as far as rulings, this last month has been very active for legal opinions regarding military. May mean a lot. It may mean nothing, but they're worthy of going through these because one new bombshell, it's even called the bombshell legal opinion, says that military retirees can no longer be court-martialed. Now, you'd think a retiree retires. How do you get court-martialed?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, it could happen and does happen, and it happens because many times people go into the reserves to complete the 10 years that they need left or their 5 years. During that time, as long as the statute of limitations is out there, they could be court-martialed. Well, the retirees could not be court-martialed who were out of the reserves. These kind of in the gray area could, and so that is what we call an equal protection violation. In other words, not everybody is being treated the same. If you're retired, you're retired. Now, why is that important? Because as we're about to go into some of the individual changes in the laws, some very arcane in the system, adultery is one of those. So, you know, if you were an adulterer, you theoretically could be court-martialed after the fact, which makes no sense.
Right.
If you're free and clear, you've served your country, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So that's one of the new bombshells.